A new exhibition explores parallels between the Chinese community and the Latina community, inviting a conversation about identity and belonging. Vicky Diaz Camacho with WHYY News reports.
Colorful portraits line chalk white gallery walls at Taller Puerto Riqueño. A group of women making food, a vendor in her corner shop, a close-up of altarpieces. No labels, just quotes framing portraits in a new exhibit by Dorcas Tang called Paisanos del Puerto, a loop of interviews between Tang, the artist, and residents in Punta Arenas bring these photos to life. Curator Rafael Demast said that was on purpose.
And if you close your eyes, you can hear them talking about their lives.
Demast closes his own eyes.
What you hear are Costa Rican accents, speaking fluent Spanish, talking about their experiences being Latinas. But when you look at them, you see their Asian faces.
During two separate trips in the course of 2 years, Tang spent time with the small Chinese community in Punta Arenas, Costa Rica. The residents embraced her while she documented their lives. Before that, she was unaware just how deep Chinese roots were in Costa Rica. One piece of what she called bizarre history gripped her, a book called El Registro de Chinos, or The Chinese Registry at the Chinese Association in Costa Rica. She first saw it in what she describes as
this like garishly pink building. And it says in Chinese, Zhonghua Huiguan.
At a time when anti-Chinese sentiment was rampant in the U.S. and Latin and Central America in the 1920s, the Costa Rican government tracked and documented their Chinese residents. Solemn faces, mostly men, look into the camera lens. Next to the photo are handwritten descriptions in black ink of their hair, skin color, and face shape.
These are clinical. I mean, they're like mugshots.
He placed scans of these government entries across from Tang's portraits of current residents and their family albums. Growing up, Tang grappled with her own identity as a third-generation Chinese Malaysian. As a child, she rummaged through her grandma's cabinet full of old photo albums. During family gatherings for the Lunar New Year, Tang recalled,
"Everyone's just like having a great time. But me, I'm just like in the corner, like flipping through these like old, dusty photo albums."
She remembers the kinship she felt gazing at her family's old photos. Tang felt the same while documenting life in Punta Arenas. There, the community opened their homes, their celebrations, and even their funerals. All of that is now on display. The portraits, the voices, the laughs, and the musings of several generations of Chinese Costa Ricans, a nearly forgotten history. Paisanos del Puerto by Dorcas Tang is showing at Taller Puerto Riqueño until March 9th. Vicky Diaz Camacho, WHYY News.